In another sign of how climate change is transforming the Arctic, a Toronto-based company is planning to lay a fiber optic cable through Canada's Northwest Passage. The aim is to build a better broadband link between London and Tokyo, but as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the company says it will also deliver high-speed internet to the Arctic slope and to western Alaska.
Arctic Fiber says it's investing more than $600 million in the main line. It will run nearly 10,000 miles, with smaller branches shooting off to communities on Alaska's coast. Its Alaska partner is Quintillion Networks. CEO Elizabeth Pierce says the project will bring cheaper, faster internet to places that now connect to the web by satellite or microwave.
So the spurs into Alaska will go into Prudhoe Bay, Barrow, Wainwright, Point Hope, Kotzebue, Nome, and we're working on the business case to build into Unalaska.
Arctic Fiber hopes to finish its marine survey to confirm the exact route next summer. The company says it has most of its financing and some of its permits already in hand. Pierce says the 1 or 2 inch cable is expected to be placed in 2015.
In shallow areas, like around the coast of Alaska, the cable will be trenched into or buried in the seafloor, and in the ocean depths, it will just lay on the ocean floor.
Pierce says they're talking to the Pentagon about serving the radar station at Shemya, which is part of the Missile Defense Network, and they hope the cable will also support the Pentagon's new Arctic strategy in the years ahead. It's the kind of project that was unthinkable a generation ago, Pierce says.
We're planning to build through areas that are now at ice-free for at least part of the season, that in past years the ice never went out or never went out of any significance. So definitely climate change and the recession of the ice in the north has made this project possible.
A planned fiber optic line would also run between Prudhoe and Fairbanks, which Pierce says would enhance service for the rail belt by providing an alternate data route. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.